hearing this coming up. I was not here the day of the hearing, but I went on the internet and listened to the entirety of today, and the first night you did also, on November the 27th. So I think according to legal counsel, I'm able to participate if I listen to it, and I listened to both of them in its entirety off the internet.
And you've been blessed.
Thank you.
Condition 1708, the application of Lisa Phillips, trustee, to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a bar pit pond reclamation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 19.24 acres, more or less, lying southeast of Route 495, 1,785 feet southwest of the intersection with Route 497, and also 785.14 feet west of Route 497. Mr. Gordy announced that he would not be participating in the public hearing when the commission held the public hearing on November 8th. The record is before you. It was the same report I gave counsel at their discussion of this application. On November 29th, the commission discussed the application under old business. Again, Mr. Gordy announced he was not participating in the discussion. The commission discussed the application. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1708 for Lisa Phillips, trustee, for excavation of a bar pit and pond reclamation based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, a need exists in the area for sand and gravel. Two, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on traffic or the neighboring properties or community, particularly since a majority of the neighboring properties are owned by the applicant's family. Three, the site will be reclaimed into a wildlife pond and wildlife tree planting and habitat area. Four, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. One, no material shall be brought from off the site for processing, mixing, or similar purposes. Two, the access driveway shall be stone or similar material to assist removing dirt from truck tires prior to leaving the site. Three, any entrance improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant. All entrances shall be secured when the bar pit is not in operation. Four, the hours of operation for the business on this site shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall not be any bar pit activities on Sundays. Five, no fuel shall be stored on site for bar pit operations. Six, no stumps, branches, debris, or similar items shall be buried on the site of the bar pit. Seven, the bar pit shall have 3-to-1 slopes, and the slope shall be seeded and planted to control erosion. The pit shall not be greater than 28 feet deep at any point. Eight, the final site plan, including all pit slopes, excavation, phasing, and reclamation plan, shall be reviewed and approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission prior to the commencement of operations. Reclamation plan shall indicate finished grading, seeding, and planting schedules designed to create a pleasing appearance. Nine, the applicant shall comply with all state and county erosion and sediment control regulations. 10, markers and signs shall be placed at appropriate locations to designate pit areas. 11, the bar pit shall be surrounded by a landscape 50-foot wide unexcavated buffer strip, and the pit shall be at least 100 feet from any street lines, 50 feet from all other property lines, and 50 feet from all federal wetlands. In addition, the bar pit shall be at least 200 feet from any dwelling on property of other ownership. 12, no dredging activity shall be permitted on the site. 13, every 5 years after the start of excavation, the Office of Planning and Zoning may inspect the site and request written comments from all appropriate state agencies so that the Planning and Zoning Commission can review the comments and verify compliance with all regulations. And 14, the applicant shall also comply with all the requirements set forth in Section 115-172B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. There was a motion, a second, and carried with 4 votes to forward this application to council with the recommendation that this application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. Motion carried 4-0. Mr. Gordy did not participate in the discussion or the vote.
Questions, Mr. Lang?
On number 13, is it about the every 5 years? They actually stated it was only going to last for 5 years.
That's what it stated at council.
Right, they stated to council it was a five-year plan. Is, I see no date, I think in with the other borrow pits we've dealt with, we put an expiration date, basically, that after X number of years, they'd have to reapply. I know we did the every 5 years.
We've done the 5 years on the
revisited.
Large.
Right, they revisit every 5 years, but then there was a time that we would see an end to the pit because then we would see reclamation, because a lot of times in the old days, we never saw them reclaimed.
But if that were the condition, and since in council record it was stated it would be for 5 years, then you could change 13 to limit it to not to exceed 5 years.
Well, I mean,
all reclamation had to be completed within a certain time frame.
Is there any consensus to put a time limit on it? A time limit? They said that it was going to be a five-year project.
Well, don't they have to review
they
it?
They come back 5 years anyway.
They have to.
No, it just reviews and five. Doesn't have, there's
the way
no,
the commission recommended was after 5 years, every 5 years after the start of excavation, that we into off my office inspects the site and requests written comments from all agency involved.
It's not that. It's not that. My issue is, Mr. Jones, it's the.
Mr. Cole, like, put an expiration date.
We have put an expiration date where we know it. There, at a certain date, at a certain point,
it's closed.
We will see reclamation, because in the old days, they never, you know, they said they gave us a pre-reclamation plan, but there was never any time said they had to do it, so they could go on for 40, 50, 60, whatever. You know, just there was never any end to it. So they said it was a five-year project, so why don't we, you know, give them 8 years or something like that, and then they see where they are. But
since that big pit in Laurel that time, haven't they all had the same conditions?
The majority of the large projects have been almost the same. There's typically a 17 or so. Uh-huh. And that's one of them is number 13, but they were stated to be longer term, 5 to 20 years.
Yeah, they were long time, 40 years.
That would be the Horsey Pit and the pit. And
put 5 years, put it on there then. 8 years. Well,
but I'm just saying, they said they were in 5 years, they were going to have it reclaimed as a wildlife area, and then the neighbors of all are assuming that's what it's going to be. Unless we put in there and
But they have to come back for review in 5 years.
Well, that's in there, yeah. That,
right?
That's in there.
Yeah,
in 13.
I understand that. I mean,
we need to have a review if they're going to be done in 5 years. I was going to say, why don't we just give them 8? That gives them a little time in case something happens. So.
I think they were asked at the planning or at the public hearing this same question. I heard it today, and Mr. Schrader kept saying it depends on the market, you know, the market share. So, yeah, I think 5 is a little bit short.
Well, yeah, they said, but they did say, they said 5.
Well, you're saying 8 for completion of the pit activity, and then how much time are you going to give them to do the reclamation?
Well,
if they
I don't know. Does the ordinance usually say they start? I thought it was implied that the reclamation starts.
You must have to do that. You go, don't you?
Typically, some do it as they go, and others wait till they're finished. They go in and go to reshape the whole pit, and it's reshaped to a pond, and they put the...
From 8, then 2 years of reclamation.
David,
so a total of 10. Okay. It doubles the time they ask for it.
Why don't you just say then a total of 10 years for completion of the and reclamation?
8 and then 2 years of reclamation.
Fine, I'll say 10 years, because if they get, you know, they get 10 years to wrap, everything's got to be done.
Right.
Okay, 8 years and 10. That's fine.
So that would be
eight and two.
That would be in addition to number 13.
Total of 10.
Pardon? That would be in addition to number 13.
Yeah, you could do that, I guess.
I've got something I can read to you if you want.
Okay.
On number 13, you could strike out every 5 years after the start of excavation and instead say, if the borrow pit excavation is not completed within 5 years, comma, the Office of Planning and Zoning may inspect, etc. And then you could add another separate paragraph that would say that all borrow pit activity shall be completed within 10 years, and reclamation shall be completed within 2 years thereafter.
That was 8, and then 2.
Instead of confusing, why don't we just say 10 years total?
With reclamation.
Digging and reclamation.
Right, it's a total, right.
10 years total.
Yeah, right.
Well, you could say all borrow pit activity and reclamation shall be completed
within 10 years.
That'd be perfect.
Okay. All right, read the title, Mr. Griffin.
Let's see. Do I have a title here? An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a borrow pit pond reclamation to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek Hundred, Sussex County, containing 19.248 acres more or less.
Make that motion, Mr. With the condition.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by Mr. Jones, to approve CU 1708 with the 14 conditions, number 13.
As amended, yeah.
As amended to say 10 years for reclamation and digging to be completed. Any questions on the motion? Being none, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillip? Or Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes, with the 14 conditions being, number 13 being amended, Mr. President.
Yes, with the 14 conditions, motion's passed.
Thank you, John.
Mr. Phillips, if you're in the sound of my voice, please come back in. Grant request, Susie?
Only two tonight. The first one, Milton Historical Society.
$10,000.
Lawrence, wait just a minute.
What was the request? How much? I know it was four. Five.
Excuse me?
Five is a request.
They take 10.
$500. They're requesting a community improvement grant.
Right, that's
six.
Okay, that's fine.
And the last one was in 06, a $5,000 grant.
How much do you want
to do? Meter reinvestment, six.
So moved.
6,000.
Community reinvestment.
I say 6,000 or 600?
No, 6,000.
Okay. I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by Mr. Cole, to give 6,000 from Mr. Rogers.
Holy moly.
Committee reinvestment to the Milton Historical Society. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Cape Penelope Senior Center, new flagpole.
Mr. Cole.
$1,200. And $1,220.
That's what they're requesting, $1,220.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, to give $1,220.
Second.
From his community reinvestment, seconded by Mr. Phillips. On the motion. Any questions? Being none, Mr. Cole. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. While we have Mr. Bank in here, gentlemen, I'm going to read down a list of deferred zonings that I would like to on the agenda for next Tuesday. First one being CU 1697, Danks, D-A-N-S-K.
I'm going to leave. Just put mine down. How we talked about it.
Okay.
I got to go to bed.
Which is the water park in Fenwick Island. Robin, if you'll take that one. And then CU 1701, Bridget Nicholson. And then CU 1703, RWR 9, LLC. The next one is Michael Orndorff, CU 1752. And that's it. And unless I have objection from any of the council, put those on. Now, we only have one public hearing in the afternoon. I don't know what the morning agenda is going to look like. If it looks like it's a lot on there, put these on in the afternoon.
Okay. Question.
Yes, sir.
I just thought of this. On number condition 1703.
RWR 9.
The commission recommend denial. And
yes.
Typically, the council, when they give discussion, want a motion in the on the approval side, so you can vote on an approval.
Affirmative, yeah.
So, in the affirmative.
Right.
So this is a storage shed across Travis Tampers.
I'll have to prepare some suggested findings and conditions of approval on that application.
You should need to be consistent. Yes, sir.
So I don't know if I'll have it done.
Okay.
Do the best you can.
If you can't get it done, then we'll scratch it.
What you might consider doing, Mr. Lank, is that on the night they acted on that, there was a motion in the affirmative, but it did not get a second.
It could be. I don't have anything with me, so
you can just look at that motion.
Yeah. Okay. I might have it. I just haven't looked at it. I just can't guarantee I have it done.
Mr. Rabbit be here?
Yeah, he's here. And what I suggested, Mr. Dukes, I suggested also to you earlier that I'm not sure what your agenda looks like for that day.
We got an afternoon meeting.
You put one afternoon hearing, it's short, that you put it on for the afternoon as the old business.
But one withdrew.
And one withdrew.
All right. Well, okay. we'll let Robin make that call.
Okay. So whether it's morning or afternoon, it'll be up to Dave and Robin.
It looks nasty in the morning, put it on the afternoon.
Okay.
Mr. Rogers approved.
Stuff him in the morning.
He doesn't have anything to do.
Stuff him in the morning.
TV.
Yeah.
Well, I can put him on in the morning, and then if you have to go through.
That's fine. We can do that.
Or come back, or whatever.
Okay. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Griffin.
I don't think I have any.
Additional business. Additional business going once, twice. I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, second Mr. Rogers to adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, Lawrence.
Just give me something to eat, Jen. I think we could get.